In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
New York Sports on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Amo, è una farfalla che muore sbattendo le ali. L'amore che a letto si fa, prendimi l'altra metà. Oggi ritorno da lei.
Okay. Yeah, you are listening to BT and Sal on WFAN. This is hot. What is this?
You've never heard of Tiamo?
I've never heard of Tiamo.
You've never got to a Sweet 16, no. A wedding? Me? An Italian wedding?
Here's what you hear. 16 candles.
Right, not me, Tiamo.
That's what you hear.
Is Tiamo. It me, Tiamo? Oh, no, Tiamo. Me, Tiamo Ate? Is that?
Sure.
What, do you know what that means?
No.
I forget. My name is, I think.
No,
Amore
is let's just move on.
Yo,
what the
Kiero.
Hell's going on there, dude?
No, BT, please educate us all.
He's asked us for the last hour and a half, and every time he asks us, the answer is still no. Yeah. Hey, do you guys know this song? Yeah. No.
Do you know Tiamo? Is it a song or a group? Oh, you never heard Tiamo?
Tiamo is the song. Umberto Tozzi is the artist.
Man, that's T-O-Z-Z-I?
That's correct.
That's right.
That song sucks.
Listen, I can rip off, I can't say them, 9 old school Italian curses that my grandfather would rip off.
Yeah.
When something went wrong, whenever, but I've never heard the song. Yeah. I mean, we had a lot of Italian tradition growing up. I never heard the song.
I've heard a lot of old Italian music without lyrics, some with lyrics. I have no idea what they mean. That was not one of them. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the phones. We've been talking whether it's the Jets and their disaster, whether it's obviously Tommy DeVito taking over the reins from Daniel Jones, also the Mike Tyson fight from Friday night, and Juan Soto meeting with the Yankees today, meeting with the Mets, of course, over the weekend. Michelle is on Long Island. What's up, Michelle?
Oh, hi, Sal. How are you?
Good. What's up, Michelle?
Hi, BT. Nothing. Hi. I wasn't called. I feel bad for Mike Tyson. I don't think, though, that he raped someone.
Well, I don't hold on, Michelle. I'm not trying to relitigate this. All I'm saying is he was charged with rape and he went to jail.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. But all I'm saying is I think women, when a guy is at that stature, throw themselves.
Well, definitely not going there because that minimizes a lot of women's real experiences where they do get raped. It's getting too serious.
You brought it up.
No. I brought it up as a point of reference where, not to discredit, you know, what one says versus the other. No, I'm just saying, if you just tuned in, you're like, what the hell's going on? My point was, and thanks for the call, Michelle.
White Italian music, they're talking about rape. Like, what's happening?
Yeah, very, very odd. But I just find it interesting how, as much as we were all rooting for Tyson to throw it back and show us, you know, one hammer to the chin, would have been great, but conveniently ignored was the fact that, you know, Mike Tyson, like, we romanticize so much from what Mike was as a fighter that we forget that Mike was just a bad person.
I don't think we forget. I think we ignore it because sports fans want to enjoy sports, whether it's people on the teams that they root for, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever it may be, or in this case, an individual in boxing. Like, it's nobody's saying he's a good person or not, but they love the boxer. They love the nostalgia. I grew up as a young kid playing the Mike Tyson's Punch-Out game for Nintendo. I love that game. Still have posters of it to this day.
Who was his first opponent?
Glass Joe, but still.
Who's the second?
Who's
the one that hopped around the ring?
It was King Hippo.
King Hippo with the shorts. You faced him like
twice.
5 or 6 times. Yeah.
Yeah, you faced him twice.
Don Flamingo was in there.
Yeah, he might have been third. Piston Honda.
Honda was a little tricky. He had to be on top of your game with Piston Honda. I remember him.
Tiger. What was the Tiger dude? Remember he used to spin
around
the corner?
Was that when he would disappear and he'd scoot around the ring?
I remember when I beat him as a kid. I was like, oh my God, I did it. Like, that was a huge step.
Yes, that was a big step.
Yeah. There was Sandman. There was Soda Popinski.
He was tough. He had a pretty good chin.
You had some of the other guys a repeat. Like you faced a different,
a stronger version of Doflamingo.
Yeah, or Piston Honda or King Hippo. I think if I'm not mistaken. I never got to Tyson naturally. Yeah. Anyway, so like.
Did you say you never got to Tyson naturally?
No,
you had to cheat to get to him?
Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
You ever face him?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You beat him or no?
No, I did not beat him.
He was nasty.
Oh, yeah.
If I did get there, I think it was with a cheat code and took like 2 seconds. But the point is, like, I don't ever look at that and think, oh, man, Mike was a bad person. Like, I kind of know that. It's the same conversation you and I had with Michael Jackson weeks ago or months ago.
Like, well, but I said pretty much the same thing.
Understood. Like, but is that going to take away people's enjoyment from listening to the music or whatever they want to
listen
to?
You could make the case. I mean, depending upon what you believe, that Michael Jackson's music should never be played.
John is calling from Dumont, New Jersey. What's up, John?
Yo, what's up, fellas? Hey. Listen, you're talking about wearing Italian stuff to, the Giant game for Tommy Cutlets.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Maybe you guys could stroll up to the stadium in your IROC C-28 wearing your Capizio shoes.
Yeah, we already said
said.
We already heard that. Where you been?
And
thanks for the call. What do you think? We weren't on top of that? And our gold chains, little Playboy insignia. I got to look for that when I get home. I think
the earring,
somewhere.
The Dracar.
Yeah.
To be fair, we were talking about, we mentioned more the jeans, the Z Cavaricis, and the Cavaricis were mentioned. The Capizios, I do not believe, were mentioned.
Capizios.
With the shoes.
Right. And we might have mentioned that last time.
The pointy ones.
We mentioned, yeah. The IROC, the Z Cavaricis. I was looking them up. They're not cheap, even now, I think.
What, they still make them?
I was looking on eBay.
Oh.
Z Cavarici jeans. Although I remember, vintage Z Cavarici pants.
Ones.
What size waist are you?
Right now?
Yeah.
35 and a half.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm
positive,
dude.
I don't know. I don't know if you take an inch off because we're on the radio.
No, dude, listen, one thing I'll never do is take an inch off.
Okay.
Nino's, I can promise you that.
Nino's 74
I'm
bucks
not saying
right
I never bumped up to a 38 this at one is, point, but I know I'm back where I should be.
This is 38, really?
I mean,
interesting. You got
to remember, this was right before the back surgery,
right.
I just stopped out of necessity. I couldn't do anything.
I used to wear 40s.
40s?
Yeah, well, dude, I was 225
pounds. Haystacks Calhoun, like the old wrestler?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Z Cavalry training, you could probably buy them for like $100 or something on eBay, depending on your size. All right, what do you got, Nino?
How you doing, guys? First time, long time. I'm calling about the Tiamo song you guys just played.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Any Italian knows that is one of the most famous Italian songs out there. How do you guys not know about that?
I've never heard about it.
I don't know.
Take it up from my grandfather and father, and thanks for the call.
Thank you, Nino. I appreciate you. It's a true Italian.
Good luck with that. They're both
That's Amore is to me. That's Amore. Like that Tiamo. When you first asked us hours ago, hey, you guys know the song Tiamo? You want to know the first thing I thought about? That's the place, that's the first place, hand to Bible, that I ever bought beer from when we were underage. The Tiamo, right across from the Foursome Diner, where I used to get Skol Lonko Wintergreen and all the other stuff that we shouldn't get. When I hear Tiamo, that's what I think.
Here's what I thought of. I didn't think of that song. I thought of this song. This one is Italian.
Papa l'americano.
Yeah, see, I thought he was saying, Papa ti amo. Papa ti amo. This is a good one. This Italian? It's gotta be, right? Let's see, wait for the chorus one more time. I think he says it. Hold on. Can we get it?
I don't know where
what old version is this?
It's technic. It's Tectalian. Techno slash Italian.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I thought Hop was talking about. This is Italian music. My grandfather's rolling over in his grave.
I like how you say blame your dad and your grandfather. It's like, it's not our fault. Again, I'm half Irish, so, but older traditions were Italian. But, I mean, we had it all. We had the fish, we had the harmonica, we had all the stereotypes. I don't remember that song. What do you want?
They used to play the organ when they sit around and eat. Just people go over, they play whatever. That's what it's called, right?
My grandfather.
What's the one you stand up and play?
That's more of a, not
what
an organ. No, it's an accordion that goes in and out.
There you go.
No, my grandfather, right, had Sal, and I'm talking like the white T-shirt, with the hair slicked back and the little thin mustache and the gold chain and the cross and waking up at 7 a.m. to brush the comb the hair. Not a grain of his hair, and his head amazing, even into his 70s. We would sit there. Yes, we'd have salad at the end of the meal, which tells you definitely got some Italian in you. The salad came after everything on Sunday dinner. He would sit there, and we'd have like cantaloupe and melon and ice cream. and he would carve up his apple with a switchblade. Like, you would think that he was doing surgery on that thing. So slow. After he'd play the harmonica, he'd just get his little blade, hit the button up, and he would just carve his apple up.
And that's what's going to happen to the Bucks on Sunday, where Tommy DeVito is going to take out carve his little switchblade and carve them up. Hoff has something before we break here,
yeah,
BT.
I just saw this. He put this out on X. BetMGM says, this is Darren Revelle, put this out there. BetMGM says that Tyson Paul was its most bet combat sports fight in history, including anything MMA, boxing. Fight had 3 times the bets and 4 times the money versus any other combat fight in history. 67% of the money.
No way. Not on Mike.
Was on Tyson.
Oh,
yeah,
come
but now hold on. Well, hold
that's
on.
That's BS.
Yeah, but let's not be suckers here. Hold on. It didn't necessarily.
67% were suckers.
Hold on, though. Was it. Some people may have bet Mike Tyson to go the distance. There's different types of bets.
Yeah.
Some people may have had Mike not getting knocked out. Like, well,
But it does show you, like, because I would not have bet Paul because I wanted to see Tyson win.
Same here.
But I knew going in. Like, that wasn't going to happen.
You couldn't justify betting on Tyson.
Right, so those people, though, but they wanted the action. They said, oh, let me bet Mike, and you're getting a better price. It's a sucker's bet, obviously.
Sure.
And it doesn't make, it doesn't surprise me at all because of the amount of people that watch this. So, of course, you're going to have it probably be the most watched thing, and people are going to want to bet on it. It is sad.
I'm not surprised at all, given the influence, literally, that Paul has on the younger fan. Now, you think maybe the younger fan would have popped in and said, ah, Paul's my guy. I know Logan. I know him. I'm going to bet on Paul. But based on the numbers, 67% on Tyson, I would just say that there's different ways to bet on Tyson without being fooled to the point where you think that he's going to put Jake Paul on his ass.